Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, what bills did you vote on this week?
This week, the House continued to work through the appropriations process. We passed three bills to fund federal science projects and a bill to fund our roads and bridges. Scientific and technological advancement played a central role in ensuring U.S. prosperity and power in the 20th century. From the first flight of the Wright brothers in 1903 to the creation of Google in 1990s, U.S. scientific and technological innovations have reshaped the global economy and provided both economic mobility and national security for generations of Americans. I used to be a science teacher, so I know how important a good science education can be. I've seen students find their careers and find their callings in the sciences, and seen those students go on to contribute to our society as adults. In 2007, Congress first passed the America Competes Act. This law authorized $32 billion over 3 years in investment in research and development and education in science, technology, and engineering. One thing I'm particularly proud of is Pennsylvania's contribution to that effort. Last week, it was announced that the Department of Energy's Advanced Research Projects Agency, commonly known as ARPA-E, would be sponsoring a research project right here in Lancaster. ARPA-E is working with advanced cooling technologies on research into dry cooling and plasma heating. Pennsylvanians are making a major contribution to scientific progress and to the technology advantage of this country, and that's something we should all be proud of. ARPA-E, incidentally, was created by the America Competes Act back in 2007, and this week the House has voted to reauthorize this law through 2017. The second science bill the House passed this week is the American Research and Competitiveness Act, which creates a permanent 20% research tax credit for small businesses. And finally, the House passed the Space Act, which would encourage commercial spaceflight through a predictable regulatory scheme. Regarding roads and bridges, the House voted to replenish the Federal Highway Trust Fund through July, and this will give Congress enough time to negotiate a long-term solution. Right now, our Highway Trust Fund is headed towards insolvency. States are looking to the federal government for certainty that their funding will not be cut, and I'm happy that we've found a temporary solution. I look forward to a more permanent one.
What did the Energy and Commerce Committee accomplish this week?
Well, as you remember, last week, the Health Subcommittee, which I chair, reported to the full Energy and Commerce Committee the 21st Century Cures draft legislation. This legislation gathers together a series of mainstream Democratic and Republican ideas that will speed the drug and treatment delivery process. This week, the full committee marked up and reported the bill. And this is another important step to get into law, which we hope to accomplish by the end of the year.
How are you celebrating Military Appreciation Month?
Well, Monday marks Memorial Day, when we stop as a nation to remember those who have sacrificed their lives and their futures for our sake, our freedom. Originally called Decoration Day, the Memorial Day tradition began after the Civil War to commemorate the fallen heroes of the Union Army. And since that time, generations of soldiers have poured out their blood and sweat for the survival of that same Union with no less heroism or bravery. And we honor them and all those today who make ours the best military on the planet. Earlier this week, I filmed a public service announcement for our veterans who are transitioning back to civilian life. It can be difficult. It can be an abrupt change, and I remember well when I came home after serving in the Air Force in Vietnam. Veterans need to know their rights when they return and what benefits they're eligible to receive, such as medical care and tuition assistance. And I hope that our public service announcement will help them with that.
Do you have a good news headliner for this week?
Yes, I do. On Wednesday, I had the privilege of having a young lady named Valentina shadow me throughout the day. Valentina is a young woman who has just aged out of the foster system. When she was 5 years old, Valentina was adopted from Russia to an abusive family, and she was placed in another home at 13 years of age and officially entered foster care at 16. Before she aged out, Valentina moved 7 times. She is now a double major in college, and Valentina would like to work to help foster kids. Valentina is an inspiring young woman who has bravely endured so much at such a young age, who wants to help the next generation.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.